make sure that you have a strap. The straps are located back there. Kind of like the second shelf. And just do a double check that your phones are off or on airplane mode before we begin, so we can get all of our focus into the here and now, into our practice. Slide your hips back in space. Sit up tall. Loosen up. Find a little wiggle, releasing any tension. Start to close your eyes. Take a few nice deep breaths in and out. Get some breath flowing, guys. Maybe a little Indian head bobble. Relax your ears. The wiggle is slowing down. Softer and softer. Until you eventually find a stillness. Relax your mind. Relax your hands. Relax your hips. Gently lift your heart. Relax your breath. Connecting hands to heart center. Bringing your awareness inward to that heart space. Feel your heart. Just feel what's happening there for a moment. Making an offering of gratitude. A thank you to yourself. Thanks to all of those who are sharing this space. Everyone who's contributing energy for the next 90 minutes. Gratitude for all the factors, tangible, intangible, that allowed us to be here today. Let's make gratitude our very first posture. And from that seed, we'll begin tuning in together with three ohms. Exhale completely. Sit up nice and tall. Deep breath in. Namaste. Perhaps a little bow to yourself. Maybe a bow to Mother Earth. Father Sky, that speaks to you. And then you can open your eyes when you're ready. Welcome. My name's Craig, and it's an honor to be here doing some yoga, breathing, moving some energy together. And today's practice is going to be, I don't know if you'd call it a theme, but the idea of building a lotus within ourselves. My teacher used to often talk about the human being as a metaphor for a lotus flower. And that the strength of the roots of the lotus, so how grounded and strong the roots are, how strong and stable, but also how flexible the stem is, the more steady and deeply grounded and flexible, clear that root of the stem is, the more beautiful the lotus that can open from it. So it's, the class is a little bit of a metaphor for creating nice, strong grounding lines. We're going to be working with our legs, strengthening the muscles, opening up the energy meridians in our legs so we feel steady, creating a strong core, but also a flexible spine, so that the heart, the consciousness, can open and receive. So it'll be a heart-opening class, and we'll spend some time opening the shoulders and all of that stuff, and then a really nice, beautiful chant at the end. And you can think of all of the things that we do in the practice if you want, at any time, if the mind's wandering, looking for, it's like, oh, what's going on now? And maybe I'll talk about it a few times, but you can think of just that metaphor of building a strong base, a flexible call center, so that the lotus can feel supported and open more gracefully. And in my experience, things like heart opening, it was Mother's Day weekend this weekend, and there's a lot of stuff going on in my family, and I felt like the tension start to come up around my chest and heart. And there's the work that we can do. We can do our breath, we can do our yoga, but you can't try to open the heart. It's like that stuff happens with grace. So we create the beautiful conditions, we support each other, we are surrounded by Mother Nature, beautiful energy, and maybe, if we're lucky, then we can get a little bit of touch of something greater than us individually and allow something to open that may have been closed for a while. So maybe. I'm not going to try and force it. Maybe it will come. And we can have a release if you need to. Okay? It's going to be a smooth, sweet practice. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the flow. And let's begin. Hands on your knees. Sit tall. So we'll begin with a seated cat-cow, just to get the spine warming up. Close your eyes. The underlying principle, underlying any individual thing that we do, and I invite you to really take this to heart now, is to be very sure that you are breathing in. When you're breathing in, be sure that you're breathing in. And every time you exhale, be sure that you are breathing out. And just stay with that for a moment. Close your eyes. What does it feel like? Close your eyes. What does it feel like to be 100% sure? I am breathing in. 100% sure, I am breathing out. This simple thing, this little hook, can transform our yoga practice on so many levels. And for every breath in every class, or excuse me, every breath, every pose, be totally sure of your breathing. Stay with it. Make that commitment. On your next inhale, deeply arch your back, chin up. Feel it. On your exhale, round. Deep breath in. Arch. Deep exhale. Exhale more. Inhale.
deep exhale. You can make a strong sound if you like to exhale. Get the air moving. Inhale again.
Exhale.
Inhale.
Stick out your butt, shoulders back. Exhale.
Last one, in.
Exhale.
Relax your face. Good. Inhale to a neutral spine. Deep breath in, sit straight.
Deep exhale.
Stay here. Relax your belly. Kapalu Bhati. Forceful exhale. As the belly pumps in, your breath goes out. You can open the mouth so the big column of air goes out. And if your sinuses, nose feel open, you can do this out of the nose. If you're pregnant, don't do it. Just breathe deeply and naturally. If you have migraine, headache issues, sinus issues, better to take it really gently. Strong, purifying breath. Straight arms. Connect pointy fingers and thumbs. Lift up through your spine. Close your eyes. If you need to look at me at first, no problem. Relax your face. Halfway in. You can close your lips through the nose. If there's space. Belly in. Belly in. Belly in. Waking up your whole energetic system. Keep going. Relax your face. Relax your forehead. Sit straight, deep inhale. Know you're breathing in. Hold it. Take another sit. Hold it. That's your breath. Hold it. Little smile. Exhale. Take a breath in and out. Reach your arms up. Spread your fingers. On the inhale, we stretch up. On the exhale, thumbs in, fingers come over the thumbs, piston, out of the mouth, or again, out of the nose. This one's fine for everyone to do. Nice, energizing breath. With me. In, up. Close your eyes when you've got it. Really reach into it. Reach your breath more. Inhale more. Exhale more. In, out. In, out. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. Up, down. Stay together. Up, down. Inhale, exhale. In, out. In, out. Let's speed up a bit. In, out. In, out. In, out. Deeper breath at the end. Last three, two, one. Exhale all the way. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Strong fist. Hug that midline with the elbows. Inhale, arms out and up. Touch the thumbs over your crown. Spread your fingers. Take three ginormous breaths. Maybe even tell yourself the mantra in your mind, I am breathing in. I am breathing out. Connecting your mind, your body, your consciousness, your physical self through your breath. Liberating all that stuck energy, increasing prana, vitality, positivity. Inhale, lift. Bring your left hand on the floor out to the side. Exhale over to the right. Inhale, left arm up. Exhale, left. To the right side. Mixed it up there. Inhale, right arm up. Exhale up to the left. Lift, breathing through the nose now, out the nose, and last one, both arms to the sky, interlace your fingers, release your index, thumbs crossed, reach up, your hands are like a gun, press your arms backwards, breathing in and out through your nose in a vigorous, charging, pumping breath in the middle of the lungs. Inhale matches the exhale. Breath of fire. If you're pregnant, don't do it. Migraine headache sinus, take it easy. Prepare. Lift up, open your heart, and breathe in and out quickly. If ever it feels too much, just back up. If it feels like things get blocked, or if ever you feel aggressive, you want to back up. Keep lifting higher and higher. Keep going. Intuitively open the chest. Squeeze your elbows in more. 10 seconds. Three, two, one, exhale. Deep breath in. Listen carefully. Deepest exhale. Keep the pose. Hold your breath out. Squeeze your pelvic floor muscles. Draw your lower belly in. Lift your spine. Slightly squeeze your throat back, tuck the chin in a bit, lift up, pelvic floor, lower belly, chin, release that, deep breath in, focus on your third eye, release your hands, exhale. Take one or two breaths, know that you're breathing in. Know that you're breathing out. Beautiful. That's our first little energetic lotus. Come onto your hands and knees. Spread your fingers wide. So breathing in and out through your nose in a long conscious breath. If you know Ujjayi breathing, squeeze the base of the throat to make a sound to your breath, much more powerful, but that comes over time, so just try your best. Pressing down through the palms, curl your toes under, root down the hands, and push your hips up and back to downward facing dog. Close your lips, let's hear the breath, guys. Relax your mind, breathe through the back of your body, and intuitively stretch out your legs, intuitively stretch out the shoulders here. Relax your face. Step your left foot forward. Step your right foot forward. Press down through the roots of your feet, four corners of each foot grounded. Inhale halfway, lengthen your spine.
Shift your spine, heart forward. Ground your feet, exhale, bow down. Your hands can touch your shins, that's okay. Inhale halfway, press on the floor or the shins, lift up. Exhale, bow. Again, inhale, lengthen, shoulders back. Exhale, fold. Stand all the way up. Inhale, arms wide, lift up, lift your heart, chin up, hands to your heart, exhale. Eyes gently open. You can practice with your eyes closed the entire time if you want to get in such a deep feeling mode. If the eyes are open, have them soft. Right? We don't want the eyes to be going around too much. Keeping that inner focus. Focus on your breath. Focus on sensations. Inhale, arms lift. Stay here. Chin up, eyes up. Three breaths, in and out. Upward facing hands, Urdhva Hastasana. Press down your feet. Engage your thighs a bit. Tuck your tail down. Slightly suck your belly in. Lift your heart and arms and fingers. Lean back a little bit at the end. And then bow forward, nice long spine, fold. Breathe deeply here. One day the palms can be flat next to your feet. Bending knees is totally fine, especially if you have back issues. Come on your fingertips and thumb tips. Step your left leg back, a big step. Bring your left knee to the floor. Sink your hips down so you feel the front of your left hip stretching. Your right shin is vertical, knee over the foot. Come high on your fingers, sink your hips, lift your heart, breathe here. Be aware of your breath. Look up. Sink your hips down. Lifting spine. Distant screaming. Welcome to a loop. Inhale, lift up. And then press back to downward facing dog.
Shift your body weight forward. Inhale. Bring your knees to the floor.
Shoulders back. Elbows in. Chin forward. Suck your belly in a little bit. And slowly lower your chest between your thumbs. So just the chest, chin, and knees are on the floor. Hands on the floor. Look forward. Take two deep breaths. Shoulders back. Come forward. Hips on the floor. Squeeze your ankles closer together. Press down your feet. Strong legs. Inhale, back muscles lift you up. Shoulders loop backwards. Feel your feet pressing down. Eyes look up. Feel the muscles of your back lifting you. Last inhale, up. Forehead to the floor. Press back, downward facing dog.
Good job. Stretch the back of your body. Step your left foot forward
between your hands. Excuse me. Come high on your fingertips and thumbs. Sink your hips down. Lift your chin. Eyes up. Breathe through your nose. Deep yogic breath. Shoulders back. Last inhale, lift your heart. Step to the front and fold. Exhale, bow.
Ground your feet. Inhale. Arms lift. Breathe up. Lift your heart. Beautiful heart. Hands to your heart. Exhale. That was one round, but slow down. And now we'll go through a number of rounds with one breath, one movement. Inhale. Arms up. I'm breathing in. Exhale, bow. Every centimeter of your breath, fully aware. Right leg back. Inhale, knee down. Heart up, thumbs pressed down. Down dog. Exhale. Inhale, high plank. Knees to the floor, chin up. Exhale, knees, chest, chin. Hips down at the end. Inhale, cobra. Maybe a high cobra, spine more open. Exhale, down dog. Right foot forward. Inhale, knee down, sink your hips, look up. Step front, exhale, bow. Fully exhale. Amazing, everyone. Inhale, arms lift up. Hips forward, lift up. Hands, heart, exhale. Nice, proud posture. Inhale, arms up. Engage thighs, lift heart. Exhale, bow. Inhale, left leg back. This time, hold your breath, come to a high plank, then exhale, knees, chest, chin to the floor. Inhale, cobra. Shoulders back. Exhale, dog. Spread your fingers. Left foot forward. Inhale, right knee down. Sink your hips. Look up. Step front, exhale, fold. Breathe through every movement. Inhale, arms lift up. Without the breath, it's just gymnastics. Hands to your heart, exhale. Breathe so fully, even amazing. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold. Relax your face. Amazing. Good. Inhale, right leg back. Hold breath, plank. Exhale, knees, chest, chin. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog. Right foot forward. Inhale, left knee down. Exhale, step up, bow. Draw your belly in. Exhale more. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, heart. All spine, open chest. Last rounds. Inhale up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, left leg back. Hold breath, plank. Exhale, knees, chest, chin. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog. Powerful, but also peaceful. Left foot forward. Inhale. Exhale, bow front. Ground your feet. Inhale, arms up. Bow forward, exhale. Inhale, right leg back. Hold breath, plank.
Shoulders back.
Exhale, knees test chin. Just try your best. Inhale, cobra.
Exhale, go. Inhale, right leg forward.
Sink your hips. Really breathe your front line. Look up. Step front.
Exhale, bow.
Stand. Inhale, arms up. Glorious. Exhale, heart. So beautiful. Hands down, full breath in and out. Full breath out. Again, inhale. I'm breathing. Tell yourself. Full exhale. Tell yourself. In your mind. I'm breathing out. Sometimes the simplest thing is the hardest. Staying present. Bend your knees. Bring the weight into your heels. Inhale, arms up. Sink nice and low into your chair. Spread your fingers. Three deep breaths. Charge up your legs. Now, turn your palms forward. Bend the elbows out just a bit. Send your hips back, but then open the chest. Keep breathing. Last one, open. Bow forward, exhale.
Interlace fingers behind you. Roll your shoulders away from your ears. Halfway lift. Exhale, bow. Engage your thighs. Press down your toes. Press your arms forward. Breathe into your upper chest. And also breathe into your legs. Nice one. Bend your knees. Sit back. Sweep your arms forward. Inhale, arms up.
Sit a little deeper. Exhale. Arms parallel to the floor. Yon mudra, pointy fingers and thumbs. Inhale, stand up. Exhale, see if you can get all the way down. Hips, keep your heels on the floor. Inhale, up. Exhale, down. Knees together is harder. Inhale, up. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. And last one. Feel those legs. Inhale. Arms up. Release. Stay with your breath. You're doing awesome. Inhale. Arms lift. Interlace your fingers. Release index thumbs crossed. Release pointy fingers and thumbs crossed. Legs together. Toes face forward. On your inhale, lengthen. Plug everything in. Come out to your left side. Nice deep breath, yogis. Squeeze your legs into one. Suck your belly in a bit. Relax your face. Turn your hips forward more. Turn your left shoulder forward for three. Again, two, and one. Flexible. Inhale, lift. Out to your right. Legs are strong, so feel your feet. Breathe through your nose. Try to smile. Sucking the belly in, slightly engage your thighs, tuck your tailbone down. Press down your feet to grow a little longer. For three, palms together. Right shoulder forward, two. And lift up. Full breath in. And release. Excellent, excellent.
Step your right leg backwards. Big step.
turn your right foot to the right side of the room, left foot facing to the front of the room, and take about as big a step as one of your legs. Open your arms front and back, parallel to the floor. Inhale, turn your hips and chest to the right more, and then bend your left knee, keeping the right leg straight and the right foot flat onto the floor. Lift your heart more, shoulders away from ears. Find your leg strength, sink lower. Right here, inhale, tell yourself, I'm breathing in. Exhale, I'm breathing out. Find that inner strength. Suck your belly a bit. Sit a little lower. Straighten your left leg. Bring your back foot just 2 centimeters closer. Turn your hips open more. Inhale, open arms. Engage your thighs. Reach out to the left. Without sticking your butt out, bring your left palm on your left shin. Reach your right arm up to the ceiling. Look up in your right hand. Press down the outer edge of your right foot. Breathe into your legs here, guys. Press down into the floor. Press down your feet so much you feel your pelvic floor lifting up. Slide your left hand lower. One day the left hand touches the floor outside your left foot. Turn your right palm forward. Reach your right arm forward, parallel to the floor. Turn your heart to the sky. Turn your hips open for 3. Big breath. 2. Breathe through your nose. Now, you can stay here. Bend your left knee a little bit. As a challenge, press down your legs and lift the left arm parallel to the floor. For 3, I love you too. Breathe, guys, breathe. I'm breathing in. 2, stretch into it. Come back up. Inhale. Step to the top of the mat. Hands to your heart. Center yourself. Solid. And then we do the other side. Step your left leg back. Open up your arms parallel to the floor. Take a nice wide stance to begin. Spread your toes, active feet. Bend your right knee, warrior two. On your inhale, lengthen your spine. On your exhale, sink your hips. Equal weight in your feet. Reach your arms apart. Suck your belly in just a bit. Slightly tuck your tail down. Relax your face. Sit a little deeper. Straighten the right leg. Bring your back foot just 2 centimeters closer. Turn your chest and hips to the left more. Reach out to the right side. Keep your legs strong. Right palm on your right shin. Reach your left arm straight up to the ceiling, strengthening and opening the side body. Look up at your left hand, straight above you. Close your lips. Breathe here. Press the outer edge of your left foot down. Engage your thighs. Open your hips. Turn the hips open. Reach your left arm forward, stretching the whole side arc of your body. Turn your heart open to the ceiling more. Get the arm closer to your ear, chin closer to the arm. Slide your bottom hand lower one day. 3, 2. Now you can remain here, or bending the right knee a little bit, press down your legs, right arm parallel. Biggest breath yet. I'm breathing in. 2. Stretch. Both arms to the sky. Inhale. Face the front. Step to the front. Hands to your heart. Let your hands come down. Close your eyes. Press down your feet. Lift up through your spine. Can you feel your lower body, your legs, alive? Solid. Grounded. Feel the roots of your feet pressing down to the floor. Slightly tuck your tailbone. When you tuck the tailbone, lift your heart. Feel that line of energy. And now get very present. Inhale. I'm breathing in. Add your awareness to the equation. Unbreaking presence. Exhale, I'm breathing out. Perfect.
Step your right leg backwards. This time your back foot is on a 45 degree angle,
facing the front. Inhale, right arm to the sky. Reach forward, bend your left knee. Spread your fingers outside of your left baby toe. Create a brace with your finger thumb tips. Left hand on your lower back, palm pressing down. Inhale, halfway lengthen, nice solid legs. Start straightening your left leg and turning your chest open, turning your torso to the left. Press down all of your feet. So really get steady now. Can you make your breathing even steadier? So the inhale is 4 seconds. Exhale, 4. Notice how the breath likes to wiggle. Notice how the mind likes to disconnect from the areas that are challenging. That's the yoga. Stay present. One day, both legs are straight and reach your left arm to the sky. Palm open and look up. Stretching the outer hip, breathing the side body longer. 3. Draw your belly in, heart forward. 2. And 1. Look down, come to downward facing dog. Step your right leg forward, back foot flat. Left hand outside your right foot on the floor. Left hand outside your right foot.
Inhale, halfway lengthen. Bring your right hand on your lower back, elbow facing the ceiling.
Close your lips. You're doing great. Start to straighten your right leg. Press down your left hand. Don't let the hand come off the floor. You need stability. Press even your thumb tip on the floor. If both legs are straight, and if your breath is totally full, reach the right arm to the sky. Look up at your right hand. Press down your back foot. Engage your thighs. Hug the midline energetically. From the roots, grow your spine longer. Tuck your chin in a bit so the crown of the head gets longer. Press down the bottom arm, lift up the upper arm. Inhale, twist. Hands to the floor.
Step to the top. Inhale, halfway. Exhale, bow. Grab your big toes, 2-piece fingers and thumb. You can bend your knees if you need to here. Feet hip distance apart. Begin to pull elbows out to the side. And at the same time, press down. Spread energy through the toes so the arches feel alive. Engage your thigh muscles. Turn your hips to the ceiling. Pull the spine to the floor. Take 3 deep breaths.
Be 100% sure of every breath. Send the breath where it's needed. You are in control of your energy.
Relax your mind. Last exhale, stretch, stretch, and stretch. Very, very good. Release. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Step your left leg backwards. Bring your left knee down onto the floor. Walk your front foot forward a little more. Sink down nice and low so you feel a good stretch in your front hip. Bring your hands on your right knee. Lift your heart. You can fold your hat under if you need padding. Create a stability of both front foot and back knee. Shoulders relax back. Lift your spine. Maybe close your eyes. Sink lower. Breathe deeper. Option, left arm to the ceiling. Create Yam Mudra with left hand. Breathe here. Every inhale, lift your heart. Lift your chin. Perhaps both arms up. Open the arms. Stretch through the lines of your chest. Relax your face. Biggest victory breath here. One more. Slowly, hands to the floor.
Let your head hang down. Take a deep breath in. Big haul. Lift your chest, downward facing dog.
Bicycle out both legs. Step your right leg forward, left leg forward.
First, start on your fingertips and you can fold your mat under. Relax your face, hands on the knee. Square your hips and chest to the front. Slowly sink your hips down. Slight suck in at the belly. You can stay here, maybe close your eyes, lift your heart, perhaps right hand up, Yam Mudra, and breathe. Maybe both arms up. Arms out like a V. Double Yam Mudra, stretch the others, stretch through the arms, deep breath, yogis. Lift your heart open. Three, tuck your tail. Maybe a smile. Two, come to child's pose.
Excuse me.
Left foot forward for just a moment. Palms on the floor, let your head hang. Symmetry. My bad. And then child's pose.
Knees either apart or knees together. Let your head hang down.
Into your back. Be 100% sure of your inhale. There's not one fraction of a moment that you're not totally aware of your breath. Full exhale. Breathing in, breathing light, breathing love. Breathing kindness, breathing prana through your whole being. Excellent. And then, sitting up. Good job. Stagger yourselves forward and backwards here from your neighbors. Grab your friend's strap. You might sit on a block. And so this will be intuitive, but you'll see what's going on, and then you can make it kind of your own. Wanting the elbows to stay straight the whole time. Straight line through into the heart. We have energetic rivers, quite a few of them actually, that run from the hands all the way into the heart. And so you'll feel that when this area gets tight and the back gets tight, sometimes it's just physical tension, but a lot of the time it's actually to do with the heart itself, the lungs. So we can breathe deeply, get some stuff flowing there. So start off very wide. We'll clinch the floor, that's fine. Be a clinch fest. Inhale, arms up. Press into it, shoulders back. And then as you go over the apex, exhale behind you. Without bending your elbows. If you need to get the strap wider, do so. Then get the strap a little closer. Inhale, straight elbows, breathe in. Maximum. Exhale forward. Some of you might be stopping here. If you need to bend your elbows, you know that's your level. A little bit closer each time. Inhale. Exhale. Sit up tall. Close your eyes now. Inhale. If you're bending your elbows, you've gone too far. Exhale. You back up. Find straight elbow version. Now keep going until you find that sweet stretching apex. You're lifting your heart into the pose. The mind is smiling. Great big breath. Feel it's like energy. Feels like electricity. Relax your face and breathe a few. Breathe through it. You don't feel anything, even closer. You will, trust me. You might need to stagger yourselves from your neighbors. One of you comes to the front, one of you comes to the back. Just figure it out. Now add another layer. Keep going. As you inhale, I am breathing in. Sensations are flowing through me, but I'm the one breathing. Close your eyes. Try to close your eyes. Now, find the apex. It's a diagonal back. Walk your hands a little closer. Press your arms right straight into that apex. And take five huge breaths here. As you press the elbows straight, let your shoulders relax. Tuck your tail to the floor. Lift your heart. Big breath in, everyone. Big inhale up and forward. Release the strap. Let your hands just rest for a moment here. Beautiful. Stand up on your knees. Hold the top of your mat if you need to. Bring your hands on your lower back. Fingers facing down. Press down the tops of your feet. Are things starting to feel open? Hope so. Push your hips forward.
press down your roots, slightly lower belly in, that's your stability. And then every breath, lift your heart up. Roll your shoulders back. Lift your head, your chin, nice and long line. One day you can drop your head back. Push your hips all the way forward. Be very sure who's breathing. And be very sure where the breath is going. Offer kindness to what you're feeling. If you can, feels comfortable. One hand to each foot, palms facing outwards. Elbows straight. Press your hips forward, stretching the armpits. Lift your heart, drop your head back. Relax your temples. Final breath. Hands on your lower back. Lift up. Sit on your block, sit on your heels. Relax your shoulders out here. Relax them out. Relax your jaw. Sit tall. Twisting with heart tapping. So you need to stagger yourselves from your neighbors. Arms out. Inhale. And on your exhale, you twist to the right, tap your heart. Close your eyes. You can breathe through the mouth or the nose here. Close the eyes and really stretch the lines in the arms. Actually tap your heart. Deeper breathing. You can find your own pace here. You don't have to stay with the group. Faster, slower, maybe. Last one, slow down, both hands, grab your strap one more time, get it close, inhale, arms up and back, find that maximum closeness, press into your arms, tuck your tail, draw your belly in, stabilize, press into the strap, maybe let your head hang backwards. Relax your forehead. Lean out to your left side. Let your head hang. Breathe so deeply into your heart. Center, press the arms, shoulders back, lean out to the right side, relax your head. Come up, breathe in, press the arms backwards and down. Turn your head in forward here. Thumbs touch the floor. Feel your knees. Feel your legs on the floor. Inhale, lift your chest. And release. Amazing work. Beautiful. Excellent. Come to downward facing dog. Move the strap out of the way. Don't take your anger out on the strap. Stretch the whole back of your body. Spread your fingers very wide.
Let your shoulders widen and then press your heart closer to the floor. Engage your thighs, suck your belly in, turn your hips upwards, stretching your hamstrings and press. Good. Look forward, hop to a seated position, feet to the front. Lift your spine, arms forward, shoulders back. Breathe back, lift your legs, bend your knees. And slowly lower it to the floor for five, nice deep breath. Four, three, two, and one.
Hug your right knee in, your right knee, and guide your right knee over you to the left. It can be on a block or a bolster. Reach your right arm up and out to the right. Turn your head to the right. Five deep breaths. You've done such good work. Relax your mind. And then, with a kind intention, I am breathing in. I am fully breathing out. Inhale, I am fully breathing in. You don't actually have to say it. It's just, it's the knowing. You know you're breathing. Relax a part of your body. Relax your shoulder. Relax your hips. Relax your fingertips. Relax your face. Relax your spine. Slowly come back to the center. Just move gracefully. Center your hips. You can hug in your knees if you like. Little circles on your back. Straighten both legs. Reach arms to the back of the room. Deep breath in. Get nice and long. Relax. Bring your left knee up. And turn your left knee over to the right. Reach your left arm out to the left. Turn your head to the left. Close your eyes. Look inward now. You could have your block, your knee resting on a block if you need to. Totally fine. Breathe into the tight parts as if you're sending space, love, total acceptance, prana, energy. Breathing it through your joints, through your heart, through your neck, your tailbone. Many people's default program is to be really hard on themselves. That little inner dialogue. And so maybe the real place we need to relax is the mind. And just give ourselves some love, acceptance. Final breath in and out. Exhale, relax. Come to the center. Hug both knees in. circles on your lower back. Rock forward and backwards.
Forward and back on your spine. Give your spine a little stimulation all the way to the top, all the way to the bottom.
Nice deep breath here. Shoulders relaxed, guys. Come up to a seated position. Slide your hips back in space. Feet together. Grab your feet. Inhale, lift up. Press down your knees. Keep a straight spine and pull forward. Long breath here. Shoulders back. Close your eyes. Internally, letting go of any little friction, any distractions between 100% presence with your breath in this moment. What do you need to let go of to be totally here with each breath? Inhale, lift up. Beautiful. Straighten your legs forward. And then, bend your left leg up, over, just a little bit at first. Lift off your left hip, bend the right foot back, close to your left hip, but about to the out to the side. And then, ease for a little bit at a time, get your knees together. You can sit on a block here. It's totally fine. And eventually you want both of your feet pointing backwards. Soles of both feet pointing back. This is not available for everyone. You have to be mindful of your knees. Maybe sit on something. Stay here. So you're just opening the roots a little bit. Long spine. And for those who would like the next part, your right arm lifts up. Breathe in, bend it, exhale, pull the elbow back with the left hand in between your shoulders, stay here, beautiful pose, or reach the left arm out now, swing it back behind you. You can use your strap here, holding strap with each hand, or walk the hands closer together, hook one finger, two fingers. The bottom palm is facing outwards. Try to get four fingers. And now, open the chest. Breathe deeply here. So good. Breathe into your heart lines. Your breath is clearing out blockages, every breath. And then maybe leaning forward. Close your eyes. Don't compare with anyone else. Five breaths here. Both hips relax more. Head relaxed. Last breath. Inhale, slowly come up. Breathe into the heart. Relax your face. And then exhale, let it come. Arms cross, left arm. hook, just gently. And then hooking the thumb, let your arm just hang in that way. Lift your spine, breathing. Let your head hang to the left. Breathe into that shoulder line. Lift your heart. Head to the right. Both hips heavy. Inhale up. Release. Ah. We're leaving no place to hide for the shoulders. Switch your legs. Yes. Good job. Last one. Sitting on a block if you need to. Both hips down. Both feet facing backwards. Either Ardha, half Lomukhasana, or cow face pose, or the full Lomukhasana. I'm not sure why they call it cow face pose, really. But when it closes, it kind of looks like a cow face. But a teacher once said a cow's face is always relaxed. So it's like a pretty intense pose. So can you have the cow face in the intensity? Nice deep breath. Okay? Staying here. Find your cow face. Kind eyes. Left arm up. Breathe in. Pull it back. Keep breathing. At the end of the practice here, be sure of every breath. Right arm back underneath. Start off with one hand, one finger, excuse me. Go to two, three. Take your time. Never force it. Use a strap if you need to. Maybe holding the fabric of your shirt. Start by lifting your heart. Breathing deeply top to bottom. If the breath gets labored, you know something good's happening. You know you're working with an edge. Expand the breath into that edge. Maybe emotions coming here. Relax your face. And then maybe leaning forward. You're working directly on so many heart meridians. Find kindness. Last breath in the pose. Relax something. Slowly come up. Inhale. Release your arms. Right arm comes under. Hook that other thumb, let the arms hang to the left. Sit palm. Relax your face, head hangs to the right. Now more than ever, beautiful breath into the heart. Make space. Breathe into your upper lungs. Breathe into your upper shoulders. little inner smile. Let the head switch sides. Can you relax your shoulders here more? Breathe right into the lines of your heart. Inhale up. Both hands down. Lean back. Straighten both legs forward. Oh. Slide your hips back just a bit. Inhale, arms up. And for one breath, drape forward, hands either by the side, maybe draping over the top of your feet. Let your head hang. Then, coming up, feel your hips on the floor. For one last moment, I am breathing in fully. I am breathing out fully. Lay on your back. Final Shavasana. If your back is sore, you could have a bolster under your knees. Arms down by your side body. Cup your shoulders under you. Palms open. Nothing under your head. If you don't need it, move anything out from under your head. Relax. Let energy flow. Perhaps let emotions flow here. Let go of any control. Your body knows what to do. Relax your breath. Just let everything become natural. Let yourself sink into Mother Earth. Relax your forehead, eyelids, the muscles behind your eyeballs. Relax your jaw, your ears, the muscles behind your head. Relax your neck. Relax your shoulders. Let your arms be heavy. Relax your palms. Relax your upper back. Your lower back, your pelvic floor. Relax your legs, your thighs, your buttocks. Relax your groin, your inner thighs. Just let the roots relax. Energy returns to the earth. Relax your tailbone all the way down and relax your feet. let your heart receive the vibrations of the healing mantra. Feel yourself grounded, relaxed with the earth. Take a nice deep breath in. Fingers and your toes. Keep your eyes very peaceful and closed. Roll to your right hand side. Rest there for a moment. Let everything relax. Connected to your heart space, to this natural softness. Come up to a seated position, using a block to sit on if you need to. Palms open on your knees. The mantra Ra, Ma, Da, Sa. Sa, Se, So, Hum. Seed sounds of the healing mantra. The basic meaning of which means I am one with the elements of the universe. The qualities of the universe are at peace, one with me. Not trying to force anything, just singing and feeling. Enjoy. Sing for maybe 6-7 minutes together. Close your eyes. Feel the vibration.
Sounds good.
towards your heart, right hand over the left. Gently lift your heart. Just feel the softest, sweetest breath there. The soft touch of this connection with your own heart. Perhaps a little bow into yourself. Say thank you to yourself. Hands in prayer. We'll close with one Om, three Shantis. Shanti means peace. Gentle Oms. Deep breath in. Partner, same goals, right? Gentle with one another. Yoga is very powerful.